Now, we're all familiar with the Aboriginal flag. It hangs above our public buildings. It's a recognisable symbol of First Nations culture in this country. A company that has exclusive clothing rights to that flag is now threatening legal action against several organisations who use the image. Wham Clothing. It's a non-Indigenous company. It's in Queensland, and it secured the exclusive licence late last year. An Aboriginal clothing business in Melbourne has been sent a cease and desist notice, and Wham says it's now in discussions, to quote them, with the NRL, AFL and other organisations regarding the use of the Aboriginal flag on clothing. What's going on here? Fiona Phillips can help us understand. She's the former head of the Australian Copyright Council. Fiona, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is a truly unusual case with many complications. How can a company have such rights to a flag?
So it is an unusual case. I suppose normally when we're looking at a flag, it either is so old that there is no copyright, or most commonly, copyright is held by the Crown, the government.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Aboriginal flag, it's owned by a private individual, Harold Thomas, and so therefore he has a bundle of rights that go with that, and he can license those rights as he sees fit. So in a copyright context, it's not controversial because the Aboriginal flag is protected as an artistic work. The point is that the flag is much, much more than an artistic work.
Of course.
And in fact, since 1995, has been recognised as an Australian flag together with the other flag.
The blue one with the stars, yes.
Yes, exactly. That represents our colonial history.
Harold Thomas is, of course, an Aboriginal artist, and the design of that Aboriginal flag is his, and he has in the past been quite protective of his rights there.
Yes, he has, and that is his want. But I suppose it really then raises an issue. He has the rights of over the reproduction and other similar uses of the work. But in fact, when it comes to flags and other national emblems,
mm-hmm.
the Australian government actually has a role to play. And if you look at the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet's website, there is an area of that department that is involved with, you know, directing how we use the flag, you know, the green and gold and other national symbols. So it's about how it's used. So in a sense, copyright is not a really good way of dealing with a flag. And it actually goes further, because in a way the flag is being used as an emblem and a badge of origin. But because Mr. Thomas owns copyright in the flag, you actually can't register a trademark in Australia that features the flag, because it would be contrary to law to do so.
Okay. Now he has, of course, as we are now learning, has sold on rights to the use of that flag to other private corporations, Wham Clothing being one of them.
Yes. And I suppose what is really makes this case unusual is that a license agreement can be sliced and diced in any number of ways. But what makes this unusual is, from what I understand, obviously I've not seen the license agreement itself, but from what I understand from the media reports, is that it's an exclusive license in relation to clothing. And that is really unusual. Normally there is a copyright owner will only grant non-exclusive rights, which means that they can grant multiple licenses for people to use the copyright work.
Mm.
So in giving the exclusive rights to Wham in relation to clothing, that gives it a monopoly and makes it a tantamount to an owner. I'm not sure how long the license agreement is, what the term of the license agreement is, but for the period that the license agreement is on foot, that gives them that exclusivity, which means that then they can in turn exclude other people from that use.
Like for example, the AFL, for instance, and we've just seen the AFL's Douglas Nicholls round, its Indigenous rounds of football with Indigenous jerseys worn by players featuring that Aboriginal flag. What would be, do you imagine, the AFL's appreciation of the rights pertaining to that image? Would they have simply assumed this is a flag, this is a thing which is we're free to reproduce?
I think in fairness you'd have to say that the AFL is very intellectual property savvy and is quite forthright in protecting its own intellectual property. So I think I think they probably did seek a license to use from Mr. Thomas, and maybe there was just not a response in a timely way to say, actually, I've licensed the rights to this other entity. Look, and that's another issue when it comes to copyright, that because we have no registration system, it's not immediately obvious who owns what or to whom we have to go to seek permission.
Is there any precedent, I wonder, in the law surrounding this for the way in which an image is held publicly, you know, to overwhelm the rights of an individual or of a corporation, that this is taken by people to be the symbol of a people? It is something of a national symbol, as you say, a flag. Does that ever outweigh private interest in that image?
Well, I think this is a very good instance where that may in fact be the case. I'm not aware of any other situations where the copyright in a national emblem like this has been owned by an individual, and there may in fact be public policy reasons where, you know, which would justify acquisition of the rights, obviously for fair compensation from Mr. Thomas. There have been cases, for example, where of course, when you're talking about Indigenous copyright, because in many instances, when you're talking about dreamings and so on, they're communal rights. They're not rights that Indigenous law would recognise as being held by an individual, where the federal court has held that an individual copyright owner has held the right, the copyright on trust for their community. And that, it seems almost like that kind of situation that, yes, Mr. Thomas owns copyright, but perhaps there are some countervailing public policy or interests that do have to be taken into account and may, in fact, override the rights of the individual.
A curious and complicated business, Fiona. Thank you so much for walking us through that. I feel I've had a degree of explanation. Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye.
Fiona Phillips, the former CEO of the Australian Copyright Council. This is Drive on RN.